tape of John Hartford on the way up here. He's playing this tune. I'll play a little rise straw for you.
Thank you.
There you go. There's four tunes for the price of one. Yes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm the best fiddle player in my price range. I had a request from Sam over here, our genial and handsome, if I do say so, MC. Sam asked me to play this song, and I always like to play this song anyway, so it was easy to say yes. That's the right question to ask, Sam. My dad was a lawyer. He said, you don't want anybody to ask a question you don't already know the answer to. I didn't know the answer to this one. Bill Monroe was the father of bluegrass music. He still is. It's his 100th year. His birthday's coming up. His 100th birthday's coming up in September. And boy, he made a big difference in the world, I'll tell you what. You're all here because of that. John Hartford and people like him carry the tradition on. And those of us in the campground and on stage are doing our best to keep it going, too, for all those people that went before us. But one of the things about bluegrass music I love so much is the sound of the fiddle and the singing that go together. They kind of twine around. The fiddle kind of twines around the vocal part like a vine on a tree. And it makes some real pretty music. I'm going to try to do a little of that with just the fiddle and the voice here on a song called Working on a Building.